to her.
Dr. Helena Ilnerova is a biochemist and one of the top minds in the Czech Republic. She is involved in practically every major academic committee there is in the country, from the Council of the National Museum to that of Charles University. Until 2004, she was the chair of the Academy of Sciences, and she currently heads UNESCO in the Czech Republic. It was with the study of biorhythms, though, that Dr. Ilnerova's work began in the 1960s, when she discovered that mice exposed to light for short periods of time in the night would have their hormones disrupted, that their bodies and ours were governed by a biological clock.
We were probably the first who found in mammals that just 1 minute of light or less at night is enough to shift the biological clock by 2, 3, 4 hours. That was a real discovery, and in that probably we were the first, but of course there were other people around, because always in science it's like that more people go in the same direction.
Can you tell me what it was like in Czechoslovakia at that time for scientists to come up with a great discovery? Could you apply it? Could you really do everything with it that you wanted to?
Because we were in the then Czechoslovakia, I could not travel too much to the West countries. In fact, my visit to the United States was the last one, and thereafter I had to stay for 10 years in Czechoslovakia. For 20. We probably were original sometimes in our thinking, because as we could not attend conferences abroad, so we might be original in some of our findings. And
do you think that's lacking today? Do you think, or how can you generally describe the difference between the way research was carried out and appreciated in the 60s and 70s and during the communist period, and the way it's carried out and received and shared and developed today?
I think that it's completely necessary that researchers should have the opportunity to go abroad, to work abroad, to share ideas, to share their findings and so on. I think that this was very, very bad in the then Czechoslovakia, and of course in all communist countries, that you could not or were not allowed to go abroad. Of course, we also didn't have enough of material, we didn't have enough of chemicals to work with, and so on. However, we were quite free to design our own experiments and to try to find out how things are, of course, with limited resources and just having not too much information from abroad.
You were living in the United States for a year, I think, no, in the 60s?
That's right. In 1969, we went to the United States, and I worked at the Columbia University in the Department of Biochemistry, and at that time my husband worked there in the Department of Sociology. Unfortunately, thereafter, our permission to stay abroad was cancelled, and we had to return. Otherwise, we would be immigrants, and we just didn't want to leave our country.
But many people would have considered that to be an amazing opportunity, and this was after the Warsaw Pact invasion. So why did you not want to pursue these opportunities in the United States? Why did you want to come back?
You know, that's funny. That's a funny question. It was not so much of pursuing our career and our opportunity. Of course, there were much better conditions to work, but it was more or less a question of our children. If I considered anything, so probably just the future of our children, I definitely felt like Czech. I thought that I should not just go abroad from my country and leave it. I thought at that time that there are communists who should leave the country and not me. I didn't want to leave just a vacant place. I was raised in Czechoslovakia, and I just loved the country. That was all. The only thing I really considered was the future of our children, because we had them with us, of course, and I was afraid that their future in the then Czechoslovakia might be very bad. That was all I considered.
Are you happy with the contribution that the Czech Republic and Czech scientists are making to science in general today, or despite the fact that funding isn't as you would like, I'm sure, and in terms of new people coming into science?
I am not very happy with it. I would really like it to be much, much better. However, I think that people really try hard. You say that funding is not ideal. I think that funding is probably not ideal anywhere. But the sources here are limited. But the main thing is, there are two things which are important in science. In fact, three. Of course, one thing is salary, as everywhere. The other thing is enough devices that you can work with and just modern base. And the third one is just the enthusiasm around and the way how people talk about science and so on. The climate, the science climate is also very important. So I think that we have some holes in all these three things, but there are many young people who return and are good, and hopefully they'll push it forward. But nowadays science is so competitive that people sometimes even don't share ideas just because they are afraid that somebody may steal these ideas and so on.
Your discoveries have obviously been of great benefit to biochemistry, but how have they influenced the way you see life?
I think that the field I work in is very, very important for everybody, because people usually realize that it's important how an organism is organized. Let's say everybody knows something about anatomy. That means about the space organization of the organism. But nobody tries to know anything about the time organization of the organism. The time organization appears to be so important, and to have a strong timekeeping system in the organism, that means a strong biological clock, but not just one biological clock in the brain, but all peripheral organs are also clocks which are coordinated by this biological clock in the brain. In fact, everything what happens in the organism is joined in a way with a daily time program, and it's necessary to do things at the exact time when your organism is endogenously prepared for this. And this is a message I want to give people, how they should live to have the timekeeping system really a strong one, and in that way they would not be subject for some risky diseases as is cancer or sleep disorders or obesity, for example, and so on.